Now on Boat Radio, more Tales of the Thames. The Woolwich Ferry is a lifeline for the people of London. It's a free service which takes foot passengers and vehicles across the River Thames, connecting the South Circular Road in Woolwich with the North Circular Road in North Woolwich at a spot where there are no bridges and only a narrow pedestrian tunnel. Without the ferry, citizens would have to fight heavy traffic to reach the Blackwall Tunnel to the west, or travel a significant distance east to reach the Dartford Bridge, which is a toll road. A ferry has been operating at this point on the river since the 14th century, and it has been free of charge by Royal Charter since 1889. For Boat Radio, author Michael John was given a guided tour in the company of Woolwich Ferry Operations Manager Dave Newcomb.
Here we are at the terminal, cars and lorries and motorbikes going on. How many times approximately does this happen a day?
The vessels at the moment cross just under 6 times an hour, so it's a constant crossing.
And this is an absolutely vital link across the Thames, isn't it? I mean, what are the nearest ways to get across?
This provides a link between the North and South Circular, so it is a main route. And the only alternative crossings are obviously Blackwall Tunnel, where there's height restrictions, or Dartford Tunnel, which is quite a long way off from where we are. And obviously you've got the tolls at Dartford Tunnel as well. So,
yes, I mean, it's more than 12 miles, I think, between the tunnel and the Dartford crossing. And so we're in Woolwich, we're on the south side of the river. Where does the ferry actually cross to?
On this side, we're in Greenwich Council's sort of area. And it crosses on the north side. The north side's Newham Council. So it's just a north to south Woolwich crossing, really.
And how many people and vehicles use this service?
We carry approximately, on average, about 20,000 passengers per week and about 40,000 vehicles per week.
Tell me a little bit about the fleet of ships that you have.
We currently operate 3 vessels. They're all identical. We always have 2 vessels in service, except weekends. We run a one-boat service at weekends. But the third vessel is kept because there's always maintenance going on, obviously because of the age of the vessels. They're getting quite old now and they need quite a lot of upkeep.
And they were built in the 60s?
Yeah, they were built in Clyde, I believe, in 1963. So they are getting quite old. They're sort of life expired, as I would say. So we are at the moment looking at building new vessels within the next 2 years.
And they're named after famous local figures, aren't they?
Yeah, there's the Ernest Bevin, James Newman and the John Burns. I think from what I recall, they're named after, some are named after politicians or unionists and things like that. They were quite prominent at the time.
And they're just your classic sort of roll-on, roll-off ferry, aren't they? I mean, is there a front end or are both ends the front end?
Technically, there is a front end. We call the ends the number one and number two end. But the only way to tell is that the anchor's at the number one end, which is effectively the front or the head of the boat.
And they have this very distinctive livery, don't they? They're sort of white with a turquoise bit with ferry. And then you've got the London Transport roundel at the top, next to the bridge, with the sort of river symbol on it.
Yeah, that's only just been redone, actually, when they were sent away for their last survey in Hull. That's TfL's new blue colour, and their new font for the ferry signs as well. So we had that done recently.
And, I mean, how easy are these ships to keep going? I mean, obviously they've got to be reliable because you've got to keep this service going.
We operate about 98% of the time, so we do pretty well with the age of the vessels. But they do, we do have glitches with them now and again, with obviously because of the age of the engines and everything. And we do have problems getting parts as well, because it's not just off-the-shelf parts. I mean, we've got a whole workshop team that manufacture parts and things that are sort of made from scratch to replenish the boats.
And you were talking to me earlier about the propulsion system. It's unusual in that the propellers are pointing in a different direction to the way they would normally be pointing.
Yeah, it's what's called a Voss-Schneider propulsion unit, and there's a unit at each end. But the blades of the propulsion unit point down into the water, like flat paddles, and you can vary the pitch on the blades, which gives them an immense amount of manoeuvrability. So you can spin the vessels around in a circle, you can virtually sort of take them sideways across the river if you needed to. So it is it's a good propulsion system to have, to, you know, for what we need for to get that manoeuvrability.
Manoeuvrability is paramount, I would have thought. I mean, what's the situation with the ferries regarding other Thames traffic? Because, I mean, obviously you've got a timetable you've got to stick to. What do you do if there's a large military vessel coming along?
Yeah, unfortunately, because any vessels actually, because we're the crossing vessel, we have to give way to any vessels, and that includes sort of small sailing craft and things like that, which does occasionally cause us problems. If you get small sailing craft come up, they don't realise that actually we've got to go around them, and that some of the times they don't tend to know that, and they sort of change course and things like that. But touch wood, I mean, we've never had any problems with other vessels or anything on the Thames.
And how long does the crossing actually take?
Roughly about 10 minutes. The actual crossing time is only about 2-3 minutes to get across. The rest of it is just the loading and unloading of the vessel.
Now, we've got the terminals behind us, and then next to us here, is this it was the maintenance area?
Yeah, we have an area which is what they call a camp shed, where we can put the spare vessel onto the camp shed at high water, and then as the tide leaves, there's like a big wooden platform, if you like, underneath the vessel, which holds it up in the air, so we can get there to do hull surveys or work on the exterior of the boat. You've only got about 3 or 4 hours before the tide comes in again and you can't get around there. So it's a very short window of space of time to get anything done, yeah.
So how long have you been working here?
I've been here since, I think I started in about 1991.
How many different jobs have you done?
I did my apprenticeship here. So I worked here as an apprentice when I was doing my boatmaster's licence. And then I started as a deckhand, obviously, and then went up the ranks to mate and then captain, and now I work as the operations manager.
You must enjoy it if you've been here for so long.
it's a different job I do now to obviously what I used to, and obviously things over the years have changed. I still enjoy it. I still enjoy being on the river and being on the water.
Yeah, what's the appeal?
It's something my family's always done, so my great-grandfather and my grandfather, I've all worked on the river, and a lot of the other guys that work here have sort of had family that are connected with the river. And I think it's that kind of allegiance to, you know, the river and boats.
And are you bringing another generation into this lifestyle?
At the moment I've got a young son, but he'll have to make a choice as to whether that's the way he wants to go or do something else.
Are you going
to
be encouraging him more?
No, I think I'll let him make his own mind up. Yeah, he's that way inclined. I mean, he likes boats and sort of boats and being on the water at the moment. So probably at some point when he's old enough, yeah, I'll apprentice him.
So future-wise, while we're on the subject, these boats have been around since the early 60s. What's next for the fleet?
Well, currently we've just had agreement that we're going to go ahead with plans and designs to build two new vessels. But these will be a completely new sort of a new vessel and a new, completely new propulsion system and everything else. It'll be sort of far more efficient, far more environmentally friendly than what we have currently, because obviously the age of the vessels.
Bigger, smaller, similar dimensions?
The vessels are actually pretty much the same size, but the deck space area will be bigger. And we won't be restricted. Currently on the vessels we've got, we're restricted by height because of the way the bridge is built across the top. In the new design, we won't have that restriction. So we'll have more leeway, if you like, to put Arctics and high-sided vehicles spread out across the vessel rather than just in position like we do now.
And presumably they'll look more high-tech as well.
They'll be completely different. A completely different beast. The design that we're looking at the moment will be an electric hybrid propulsion system, So we would just have generators running electric motors with sort of variable pitch props and things like that on there.
So can we get on one of the ferries? Is that
possible? Yeah, sure. Yep, no problem. Okay.
So the first thing you notice when you get on is that the car deck is wooden.
Yeah.
I'm sort of slightly surprised by
it's,
that.
It's partly due to the flexibility as well, because the size of the vessel and with the vehicles and the cars and everything driving across it, it does need to give a certain amount of flex. So if you had tarmac or anything else, it would just all start coming up.
Right. I mean, it almost looks like a sort of ballroom floor or something. It gives it a kind of posh.
Yes. there's two layers of wood under. There's another big thick layer of wood that goes the opposite way underneath.
So off we go.
That's right.
Basically. So presumably, is this the back end or the front end? Is it or end one or end two?
The end we're standing now is the one end. So effectively, we're going backwards.
Right.
But actually, it doesn't. The boat will leave this side and obviously cross over, and then go head into the terminal so we can unload the traffic. But then the boat's just constantly turning round every trip, sort of thing. So you just constantly twist around whichever way you go. And we can operate either end; doesn't matter.
I see the other ferry, the James Newman, is leaving the other terminal as we go out. So it all makes sense, basically.
There's a guy there in a small pleasure boat that's just stopped mid-river, where actually you should just keep going.
So he shouldn't
he's
be
actually,
giving
he's
way
actually got right
to
way
us.
Over the ferry, yeah, that's right.
We should be giving way to him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looks so tiny.
That's right, people don't realise. No, that's right.
Can we have a look down the passenger area? Do you get a lot of foot passengers, or is it more?
Depends on. Obviously, we get peak periods and things like that, rush hour and things, where we get a lot of foot traffic. But obviously, when we get football matches at Charlton and things like that,
right.
You can get a lot of foot passengers on here at a time. We can carry up to maximum 300 passengers. So we've got plenty of room to get people on, but we don't carry anywhere near that most of the time.
Down here, the sort of retro feel continues. You've got these kind of wooden benches and wooden doors, and it all feels
quite
old world, doesn't it?
Right, yeah.
So no foot passengers on at the moment.
They normally go straight to the other end, so you just walk through and then you get off the other end. It is quite confusing actually when the boat's the same either side as to what ends on and what ends off, because the boat turns around as well.
So where's the engine?
Engine room is just in the centre alleyway here, so I can show you.
Wow. So what kind of engine is it?
It's a Merlees Blackstone engine, about 500 horsepower each. We've got two of those, so one engine works each fourth unit. There's a shaft that runs from the engine straight down to the void unit at the bottom, so it spins the blades. So it's continuously moving all the time. There's no gear or clutch or anything.
Right.
And all you're doing is varying the speed.
It's kicking out a hell of a lot of heat as well.
It does, yeah.
Great. Passengers around. Oh, excellent.
I'm there already.
Sorry?
I'm there already.
Yeah, the journey's over.
Yeah.
So this is now North Gulwich?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great, please. Thanks very much. Brilliant. Right, so here we are.
Oi!
Up on the bridge. That's just quite high up, isn't it? What would you say, about 20 feet?
It's got to be obviously above the height of the lorries that we carry. But you can see the guys, obviously when they're loading, single out sort of where the cars are going to go and where the lorries can go and things like that, so we don't get problems with the height restrictions.
Yeah, yeah. So you're able to direct.
So they they filter stuff.
So how many crew do you have per vessel?
Maximum crew's 8 on board the boat, but we carry normally we carry 6. The guys have to give a passenger count, and then we give the passenger count ashore before we leave. So we have to, each time we go, we have to give the numbers of the passengers and everything ashore, just for safety purposes in case anything happens. We know how many people are on board.
I noticed those people wandering around there. I mean, they've
got out of the cars, actually.
Right, okay.
Generally, foot passengers have to go downstairs and through the sort of downstairs area. But you do, yes. On a hot day like today, nobody's going to stay in the cars. They get out of the cars and sort of wander around.
Absolutely. I'm looking at these terminal buildings, I mean, they what are in those? Are those old offices?
No, at the top of the... on the spans, which is actually the ramps that come down onto the boat, they were recently all refurbished. So we spent about $8.5 million on... Previously, the old system, we had a lot of problems with the old switchgear, because obviously it was built in the 60s, and all the switchgear and the wiring was getting old. It didn't meet sort of current standards. So that was all completely ripped out and refurbished. And now we've got new motors and new drive systems for the spans, which are all PC and computer operated. So there's a whole new system of gear there. And actually, that whole tower had 2 floors of mechanical, huge, great mechanical gear work and motors and things, and it's all been replaced by a small motor and just one lot of sort of gearing and things, which actually drives the whole lot. So there's huge amounts of space up there now where there wasn't before.
Right. Great view of Tate and Lyle and the Thames Barrier up ahead.
We don't get to go through the barrier very often, probably only about once a year.
And you were saying that there's you do a charity sailing every year as well.
That's right, yeah, we do a charity trip on a Saturday where we go out to sort of disadvantaged children and things like that and sort of various groups. We give out tickets, we take up to about 500, and then we lay on, you know, party food and stuff, and we put deck everything out.
And do you stick to the normal route, or do you?
No. We go from here up to through Towerbridge. So we get them to raise Towerbridge for us, and then back, obviously, and then back to Woolwich and drop everybody off. But it's a whole day outing. It's a great day out for the kids. Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously this is a sort of hugely prominent part of the community, isn't it? I mean, these ships. There's been a crossing here, I believe, since the 14th century.
Yeah, there's always been a crossing here. I mean, previous to these boats, they were like steam-driven vessels, and they loaded, side-loaded, onto the old piers, which are still here, is the old wooden structures that are just down from the new ones, before my time.
Yeah, what were they like to maintain?
No. No idea. But we've got some old photos and things in the office, sort of black and white photos of people with sort of horses and carts and things on here, and really sort of old photos.
There's quite a famous photo, I think, of one of the old style London buses on a... So was there a bus route that used this ferry?
I think there probably was, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can see with the ferry back then, we're just full, absolutely, the decks and all the outer decks and everything was absolutely full of people. I mean, because of all the dockyard industry and all the other dock areas and things that were going on at the time.
It's not as used now as it was?
Not necessarily, no. I think because there's better transport links and better sort of public service links and things like that. We took tubes and trains and everything else. Obviously, you know, you didn't have those sort of things that day. And the dock industry and all the sort of riverside industry has sort of died down a bit. So that's affected it as well.
Because this would be with the key link between Royal Dock and Woolwich.
Yeah. And you had the Royal Arsenal here as well, Woolwich Arsenal, where they did all the munitions and things like that. And obviously you've got the barracks here as well. So there's a lot of to and fro traffic. But yeah, you know, from all the old pictures, it was packed full of people, all with their flat caps on. So everybody had a flat cap in those days.
What I mean, in your time working here, are there any odd incidents that stand out in terms of what's happened with vehicles going on and off? Or
not particularly.
What's the oddest thing that you've had to deal with?
We get Well, we get odd requests. We get people phoning up the office and asking if we go to France and, you know, where do we operate from? Yeah. A lot of people tend to get us confused with the clipper service, so they think that we go into London and drop people off. Everybody, you get it all the time, also, how much is it to go across? And there's no charge for the ferry, it's a free service.
It's been free since 1889, I believe.
Yeah, I think there's a Royal Charter that says that there's a free sort of ferry service here. But no, we get all sorts of requests. We did we do the odd sort of film sort of work and things like that as well. We did a Bollywood film in London a few years back.
Really?
Where we had a load of
What, sort of dancing on the Kardak or?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, it was a night work, and we went up to Tower Bridge, and we had a whole host of Bollywood dancers and things for production. So that was quite interesting. It was a bit different, but we do get some sort of odd requests now and again for different things to do.